Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give an update on Ukraine, and I want to emphasize what's going on over there. What's going on over there by the Russians, the Ruskies, is a genocide. It's an ongoing war crime. It's the equivalent of a Nazi invasion of Eastern Europe that occurred during the Second World War. Here's a little bit of an update. Griner, the WNBA star, they're using her as a pawn. She's in the middle of a trial. They say it's going to take months. What does it take months to say if you had hashish oil and vaping it in your carry-on if they didn't plant it themselves? I'll tell you what. I've been to Russia. I was there in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department. We gave talks to Russian prosecutors and lawyers on our legal system. That was during the thaw. I wouldn't go to Russia now. You put your carry-on through the detector, and if they need another hostage, they go, oh, what is this? And they'll plant it on you. I don't know if they did that with Griner, if she had it or not. She was playing basketball over there. You'd think that, what do? They arrest her? She can get 10 years for this. She wrote a letter to Biden. They are playing this thing. They're going to do a several-month trial, quote-unquote. And then they're saying, well, somebody said prisoner swap. Well, those are difficult. They're sadists. They're simply sadists. They're down on troops. They've lost so many troops, more than 25,000 in Ukraine. Putin is now paying convicts from prisons $3,100 to go and fight. He releases them from prison. He's going to unleash rapists and murderers, although his troops are rapists and murderers themselves, but these are people who are in prison. $3,100 are the equivalent in rubles to go fight. Empty out the prisons. You know, Joe Biden took the lead in putting NATO back together after Trump almost wrecked it. Joe Biden has taken the lead in making sure that Ukraine gets armaments that it needs. The UK has assisted as well. So have Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Germany has pretended to, and is really disgusting how they have held back. France is a little better than Germany, but not much. But anyway, I want to say something about the weapons we've sent to them. They've been asking for multi-launch missile systems for a long time, and we finally sent them four, and there's four more coming. And that they've been very, very effective against the Ruskies. They have almost a 50-mile range, and whenever they're fired, they're moved immediately because people with on the receiving end can figure out where it came from and then bomb it. But they need a lot more than that. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, I strongly agree with it, where they said we should send them 50 of them, not just four of them, or eight of them, and mercilessly pepper the Russians, kill as many of these Russian Nazi invaders as possible, including on their ships, and get them more missiles and more ammo that they need. Now, what is going to happen? This can't go on forever. And this is a delicate subject, but I'm going to just say it right now. As long as Vladimir Putin is alive, there will never be peace anywhere in the world that the Russians are close to. He thinks he's Peter the Great from the 18th century. He has said, quote, Russia has no boundaries. When they succeeded in hacking into the 2016 elections and putting their man Trump in, Trump repaid them by lifting sanctions. Then what happened was the Congress reimposed them. Trump tried to stop them. Trump attacked NATO, said he liked Putin, he trusted Putin. He's on the take. Eric Trump, his son, said that they've been financed by the Russians for a long time because they cheated so many American banks, they won't give money anymore. He also, in February, just before the Russian invasion, actually right after the Russian invasion initially in February 24, Trump said Putin is a genius. He got all that real estate. for $2 in sanctions. Crooked Mike Pompeo, remember him, the crooked Secretary of State of Trump, Crooked Mike Pompeo, said that he admired Putin. Tucker Carlson admires Putin. So does Josh Hawley. The right wing of the Republican Party admire Putin precisely because he's an authoritarian, got away with it. Remember something about fascism. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Fascism has no ideology. You have communist fascists, and yes, they have a communist ideology. And you have right-wing Nazi fascists, and they have an ideology. That's kind of like Russia now, or mafia-type fascists. But theoretically, fascism in general, starting Mussolini, has one objective, staying in power by whatever means necessary. Saying whatever you have to say, killing whoever you have to kill, lying, stealing, torturing, and invading, just to stay in power. Vladimir Putin has to die, because if he doesn't die, that's not a normal country where he can retire. He'll be killed by an oligarch who then will take over. But he can't die at our hands. The Russian people, the rabble, are going to have to kill him. And that is why the more pressure we put on him, the more pressure we put on him economically, militarily, they do not care. Those oligarchs are murderers, fascists, thieves. They do not care what he's doing, but they do care if it's unsuccessful. That they do care about. And one of the rabble, when they finally decide that they're next to be killed by Putin, will kill him first. More than six oligarchs have been murdered, stabbed, shot, and Putin's statement on that was it was a murder-suicide. Their wives and kids have been murdered, too. Putin is an animal, a disease-carrying rat in human form. He's got to go. He can't stay on forever. This cannot be permitted to continue forever. He cannot go into a European country and murder and rape people. He says he captured a city. That's because he destroys the whole city. Launches it. And we've told Ukraine they can't use our missiles to go into Russia. They do anyway. I'm glad they do. They bomb cities within 30 or 40 miles, but they don't bomb Moscow. One way to get them out would be to bomb Moscow, but we don't want to start a nuclear war. Biden is handling this perfectly. Biden knows what he is doing. Give Ukraine a lot more armaments. Give them 50 multi-launch missile systems. Give them plenty of ammo and missiles and drive the oligarchs and others to take out Putin and have somebody come in who's more interested in stealing money and accumulating wealth than he is thinking that he's Peter the Great in the 18th century. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.